got to the bottom of Haman Bey's, the very last line, the Gemara says, Amar B'Yochanan, Ki Avinu Talia, when I was very young, B'Yochanan says, Amina Milsa Deshilden L'Sabia, I said something about older people, and Vishtakach Kavasi, and they ended up, it was found that, as I said, I mean, I seem to be arguing with the elder people, and I was right when I was younger. This is what Yochanan said about himself. So what was the dialogue he had between the older men? So, Chamas Zut Tveria. So Yochanan himself said, I quoted Gemara earlier, that Chamas refers to Tveria. V'lama, this is one of the psukim we mentioned before, V'lama Nikra Shema Chamas. Why is Tveria referred to as Chamas? Al Shum Chami Tveria, because the Chami Tveria, the warm waters that are found there, Chamas, that's why it's called the Tveria Chamas. Rekes, Tzipor, a different city. Tzipor is referred to Rekes. Rakas, rather. Lama Nikra Shema Rakas. Mishum de Midle Kiroksa Dinara. They would draw water like the rocks of the river, the bank of the river. Rashi explains, Rashi top line says, Raksa Dinara, the bank of the river, Svasanar Gavo Min HaNahar, the bank was very high up, Av Tzipor Yoshevet Berosh HaHar. So just like the bank of a river sometimes is much higher up than the water, you require you to draw the water to pull up, so too, so too Tzipori was high up on the mountain, and therefore it's referred to as a Raka, say, like a riverbank high up. And then the Gemara says another city called Kinneres, Zu Ginosar, it's referred to Ginosar, Lama Nikra Shema Kinneres. So why was Ginosar, which is the name of the city, referred to as Kinneres? De Masiki Piri Kekala de Kinare, that the fruit were so sweet like the sound of a harp. So by the way, this reminds us the Gemara in Brachos talks about the Perosa Ginosar, they were so juicy, they used to flow out. a large fruit, which we don't have anymore. I think the Gemara at the end of Sotah tells us that as one of the punishments we have at Chorfin Beis HaMikdash was that the Peres Ginoser won't exist anymore, won't be as juicy as they used to be. I think I heard Rav Shor explain that everyone says nowadays there's so many issues of bugs and fruits. So all of a sudden now there's suddenly bugs and fruits, but beforehand there wasn't. He said this is part of the gullus. As the gullus goes further and further, the fruit get worse and worse. But yes, they weren't so bad, there weren't so many bugs, but now, along the same lines of Ginosar, the pears used to be so juicy, no longer are they, so to the bugs are making it worse a problem. Also, what's interesting here, a lot of the Achronim point out, that it's interesting that you're confusing two different senses, the sweetness of the fruit with the sound of the harp. How do you explain a sound as being sweet, so they say that happens. You find in many places, apparently, throughout Chazal, that they do mix and match the different adjectives of one sense to another sense. Okay. Gemara says, "Amar Rava, mi ika leman damar rakas lav tverihi." So above, the Gemara said that rakas referred to Tzipori. Now Rava's challenging and saying, is there anybody who says rakas doesn't refer to Tveria? Not to Tzipori, but refers to Tveria. V'hai, so what's his proof? Kishach of inish hacha. When a person died here in Bavel, they're referring to, Hussam over there in Eretz Yisrael, Safti Lei Hachi. They made the following eulogy about the person. Do they explain who died? No, they don't say who died. Adam Gadol, Rashi says, what do they say? Gadol hu b'shashich. There was a great person in Shashich. Shashich, Rashi tells us, is Atbash for Bavel. Okay, we refer to Bavel. Now, I guess this is part of the poetic eulogy. B'sham lo berekes. And his name, Shem Lo Berekas, he had a Yad Rashis, Yatzalah Shem B'Tveria. He was such a great person in Babel. Even in Tveria, we heard about such an Adam Gadol. Interesting, they don't mention the person's name here. V'chimaska Arona Lahasam, when the coffin eventually made its way over from Babel to there in Eretz Yisrael, Safti Lehachi, they made another eulogy, and they said, Ohave Saridim Yosheves Rakas, the people who love Ove Yisrael, says Rashi, who sit in Rakas, Tzuv Kiblu Haruge Omek, are going to accept the people who got killed or died in Amek. Omek, Omek's a reference to Bavel, which is Amuk, explains Rashi. So, what happened was, apparently the Aron made its way over to Tveria, and Tveria, the Gemara refers to here, the eulogy was referred to as Rakas. Rakas refers to Tveria, not to Tzipori. So the Gemara says, and it gets furthermore now, so, Kinach Nafshei, to Rabbi Zera. Now Rabbi Zera, by the way, the Gemara tells us, Rashi tells us here also, he went from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael, and ended up dying in Tveria. There's a famous story about Rabbi Zeir. When Rabbi Zeir left Babel, he fasted, I think the Gemara in Ketubah says this, he fasted 40 days
to forget all
what he learned in Babel,
yeah.
Have a clear mind to learn Eretz Yisrael. So, and then oftentimes you see the Gemara says, Kisalak Rabbi Zeir. Kisalak Rabbi Zeir, when Rabbi Zeir reached, when he arrived to Eretz Yisrael, that's what it refers to. So he came from Babel and died in Tiberia. So Pasach, when he died, Pasach Allah Husaftana, the eulogist, made the following eulogy. Eretz Shinar Harav Yalda. The Eretz Shinar is a reference to Bavel, conceived and gave birth to Rebbe Zeira. Eretz Tzvi, Gidla Shashua, but the Eretz Tzvi, the land of the deer, the land that quick, that moves, that grows like the deer runs, referring to Eretz Yisrael, raised this child. Oy na la, woe to her, Amarakas, Rakas, where again he died in Tiberia, Ki avda kli chandasa, that lost such a beautiful kli, referring to Rebbe Zeira. So we see Rava asks, Rabbi Yochanan said the initial statement. Rabbi Yochanan says Rakas refers to Sipori. Comes on Rava, he brings two proofs from two eulogies that Rakas refers to Tiberia, not to Sipori. So El Amar Rava. Chamas, he says it's different. Chamas zu Chame Garar, and Rakas zu Tiberia, and Kineris zu Ginosar. Everybody agrees Kineris refers to Ginosar, but now Rava switch around. The Chamas refers to some other place, and Rakas refers to Tiberia, not to Tziporin. So the Gemara wants to explain, so why they have all these different names, why they have the second name. So Lama Nikra Shema Rakas, why is Tiberia referred to as Rakas? Shafilu Rekonim Sheba Milein Mitzos Kirimon. Even the people who are so empty are referred to, are filled with mitzos like a Rimon. We see this, that's what we, is that the bracha we say for Rosh Hashanah night? We say that? No, we don't say Afilu Sheba Rakin, do we? We just say that we should be Sheyirbu Mitzoson or something.
Right.
Okay, fine. So even the people who are empty are full like of mitzvahs, like a rimon's full. So interesting, Turi Evan, the Chida writes that he came across this wonderful sefer called the Turi Evan, which we know of now, but at his time, I guess they lived at the same time, he came across this wonderful sefer, and the Turi Evan is wondering why Tiberia, what was the question exactly? Why Tiberia is referred to as Rakas, that particular city was full of Rekonim Shemleim, I feel Rekonim Sheba, Mleim Mitzvahs Kirimon. So he said that in part of the Geula, Chida explained, you need there to be more mitzvahs than not mitzvahs, more mitzvahs than Averas. So he says, when you look at particular cities, some cities are going to have less mitzvahs than Averas, but some cities are going to have more. So Tiberia was one of the cities that had more mitzvahs and was able to overcome all the other deficient cities. So he says, so why was Tiberia one of the cities that was zochah to have so many mitzvahs? So he says, very interestingly, because they accepted Shabbos early. How? And since Tiberia lived in the Bicca, they were in the valley, so the sun went down earlier for them, it was covered by the hills, so they started Shabbos earlier, so because they were Mekabel Shabbos earlier, and the Gemara says, somebody who's Mekabel Shabbos, afilo over the Avodah Zarah, mochlin la'avonosav, he's mochlin la'avonosav, so he had such a zechus in Tiberia for Mekabel Shabbos. So this is a big zechus of keeping Shabbos, starting Shabbos early. That's what he explains. Not exactly the way the Turi Evan probably would have answered the question, but interesting that Chida uses that idea. Okay, so then the Gemara says, Rabbi Yirmiyahu Amar Rakas Shema. Now really, it's actually Rakas is the name of the city. We always call it Tiberia. No, Rakas is really what it's supposed to be called. So if it's called Rakas, Lama Nikra Shema Tiberia, so why do we call it Tiberia then? She Yosheves B'Tiboro Shel Eretz Yisrael. Rasha Tiboro is the emsa, refers to what, like the belly button area. So that is the Tiberia because it sits at the center of Eretz Yisrael. And then the Gemara continues and says, Rav Amar, or really should be Rabba Amar, Rakas Shema, it's also called Rakas. He gives a different reason as to why Lama Nikra Shema Tiberia. Why is it called Tiberia then? Why is that the nickname? Shetova Riaso, it's a very beautiful site. Tiberia is a very nice city. Amar Zira, Kitron Zu Tzipori. We haven't gone back to the answer yet. He says, Kitron refers to Tzipori, Lama Nikra Shema Tzipori. She is Sheves Barashe Har Kitzipori. We said above that Tzipori sat at the top of a mountain. Now, is there a city, by the way, in Eretz Yisrael that we're familiar with called Tzipori?
I don't think
so, right? It refers to a few times the Gemara, but I'm not sure if we know of such a city. Okay, either way, so Tzipori, it was really neat.
Because Kinneret, there's all this, is the Yam Kinneret, but there's no city.
There's no city Kinneret, right.
Either.
Right, that's true.
And Tiberia sits by the Kinneret.
Right. Okay, so we don't have a city called Kinneret either.
No.
Fair point. So why is it called, why is it nicknamed Tzipori? Because it sits at the top of a mountain like a tzipor, like a bird does. And Gemara says, V'kiton Tziporihi. Is that really true that Kiton and Tzipori is one in the same place? V'kiton b'chelko shozvulun havi. really we know Kitron sat in the property of Zvulun. The Pasuk tells us in Shoftim, Zvulun lo harish es yoshrei Kitron. He did not, they did not send away the people who sat in Kitron. Ves yoshrei Nahalul. And the people who sat in Nahalul, I'm going to get these names right here. I got one right. Zvulun Misraim Amidosa. So we see from here that clearly that sat in that he was supposed to kick them out. Kitron was found in the city of the area of Zvulun. Zvulun Misraim al Midosa Hava, and he was very upset with the portion that he got. Shinemar Zvulun Am Cherif Naf Shalomos. Zvulun was a people was shamed, which was shamed its soul to death. He was so upset about the portion that it got. So much of the connection between these two points here. How we learn from these psukim that Zvulun was upset about the portion that he got. Let's see. I was going to explain exactly what his proof, what his complaint was. So Gemara is still going to has to bring it back to where we were. The Gemara goes on to saying, why was Zvulun so upset about the portion that he received? So Gemara says, Matam, what was the reason? Mishum de Naftali al Meromi Sada, right? Meromi Sada, by the way, is the name of the Netziv Sefer. Netziv has a Sefer on the Shas called Meromi Sada. Netziv was Naftali Tzvi Yehuda in Berlin. So Naftali is called Meromi Sada based on this Pasuk. That's what the Pasuk says. Amar Zvulun, Lifnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Lachai Nasati Lahem Sadas Chramim. To my brothers, Zvulun says, my brother Naftali, you gave him all these nice fields and these vineyards. Velina Sati Harim Gvalos, you gave me mountains and valleys, nothing to do there. Lachai Nasati Lahem Aratos, my brothers, you gave land. Velina Sati Yam and Naharos, you gave me waters and rivers. Amarlo, Kulin Tzrichan Lachal Yidei Chilazim. So Kaj Baruch says, don't worry so much. Everyone's going to need you with the Chilazim. Because of course, as we know, the tches comes from the chilazon. Usfune tmune chol shenemar amehar yikro usfune tmune chol. Because the people will call to the mountains, referring to Zvulun, who lived in the mountains, and things are going to be hidden in the sand, a reference to the chilazon. Tanya of Yosef, sufne ze chilazon. Tmune zu tiris. So chilazon, we know what the chilazon is. What is tiris? So tiris is the tuna fish. Rashi says, where does that Rashi go? Right. Do we have Rashi here? I'm not sure where the Rashi is. But it says in my article here, it says Rashi says tuna fish summer. Okay. Here we go. Oh, there you see Taurus. You see Rashi Taurus? Dag shikar tunina. Yeah, tuna fish there. So tuna fish was a delicacy, I guess. Chol zuzikukas levana. This white glass, special glass they're going to get from the sand. So I'm in the fun of. So Zvulun says to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Mimo Dienu, who will inform me if anyone tries to take these without taking, who's going to steal these things? If it's so precious, the chilazon and the glass and whatnot, who's going to let me know that if anyone tries to steal them? Amar lo, Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek. There should be sacrifices, karbanos, of the tzaddikim. Simen Zei Yelecha, this is going to be a sign for you called Notam Imcha B'lo Damim, Einu Mol Praktika Shelo. Apparently, the indication will be anyone whose business is not being successful, that's going to indicate to you that they must have stolen from you, they took from you without payment. Okay, so how do we learn that from the word Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek? I'm not sure exactly how we learn that from the Pasuk. Let's see, Rashi says Sham Yizbechu Zivchei Tzedek. Rashi explains, Kasher Aser Gezel Be'ola. Just like by a carbon, it's also to use a stolen animal for carbon, so too, they're not going to steal from you. If they steal below damim, even the smallest amount, their dye won't work. The bayi chalazon is not going to work properly. The glass is not going to work properly. So that's how these guarantee that, no, don't worry, they will not be successful if they steal from you. Then the Gemara says, now, so going back to the overall Gemara, now if Isaac Adaitach, Kitron Zut Tzipori, if you thought Kitron and Tzipori were the same place, and we know Kitron was found in the place of Zulun, Amay Misram Amidosov, why was he so upset? Why was Zulun upset? Ha Havi Tzipori Milsia? wasn't Tzipor considered a very superior area of the Eretz Yisrael, apparently? So why was Zvulun so upset? So it must be that Kidron was not the same thing as Tzipor. Maybe if you're going to explain, because Tzipor, although it was superior in certain regards, it wasn't superior, it did not have milk and honey flowing from it. And that's why Zvulun was very upset. I actually witnessed the honey, the milk and honey that flowed from this place, Tzipori, and it was 16 mil by 16 mil, which is quite a lot. So Tzipori certainly had that aspect also. So why was Zvulun upset if Tzipori, in fact, was part of Kidron? Must be Tzipori and Kidron were not one and the same. Where I said, well, maybe the Chitema, the Lo Nafesh Yedidei Dekidahuhua, maybe it wasn't quite as much as his brothers had. It was a lot, but he was somewhat jealous to the amount that his brothers had. I saw all the milk and honey that flowed from the entire Eretz. And it was the equivalent of between the cities of Bekubi and the port of Tubakni. 22 parsa long and 6 parsa wide. So doing the proper measurements, it turned out Tzipori was a significant portion of the overall honey, milk and honey that flowed from the entire Eretz Yisrael. So it wasn't a small percentage, it was a large one. So we see that it couldn't be that Zvulun would be upset if he got the land of Tzipori. The Gemara says, Afil hachi sados chom adifle. Still, even though he had a lot of honey and a lot of milk, it wasn't quite as good as fields and vineyards, so that's what he was upset about. It's still possible to say that, in fact, Kidron and Tzipori were one in the same place. Dekanami, I bring you a proof that this is the case. Dechsiv Naftali Am Romi Sade, the Pasuk says. Shmamina. So what's the, how do we prove this from here? I guess, because he wanted Meromi Sade. What does the whole Pasuk say? I don't have the Pasuk on the side here. I guess this is an old one. The new ones have that. Let's get the whole Pasuk here.
Doesn't mention the whole Pasuk?
Let's have here the whole Pasuk.
What is this Pasuk?
This Pasuk is...
It's not from the Torah.
No, it's not. It's in Shoftim He. Let's see. Pasuk reads as follows. Zvulun am cheref nafsho lamos. He was so upset he died with such disappointment with the portion he got. And the Pasuk concludes, v'naftali am romi sadeh. So you see, it was bothered, that same Pasuk, he was bothered about the sadeh, that which was in the fields. So even though he had so much milk and honey in Tzipori, in this place, Tzipori, which is called Kidron, he was still upset about the sada, the fields and the vineyard. That's what bothered him most. Either way, what comes out is Kidron and Tzipori are one in the same place. Okay.
Didn't Zvulun's share also have a unique feature because it was by the water? Is it port? Do you have port cities?
Yeah, he did. So for some reason, I guess they didn't find that to be a big plus. I'm not sure that Gemara's been saying that, but as we know, any big city for it to be successful. Port was essential to being able to do international trading. So I'm not sure why that wasn't considered as a plus. Maybe at that time they didn't appreciate international. So early in the history, they didn't appreciate boats and whatnot. Okay. So now the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Abohu, V'ekron te'akar. So the Pasuk says that Ekron is going to be uprooted. So what does this refer to? There's a Pasuk in Tzfanya. So I'm not quite sure why we're bringing this in here, but let's see. The Gemara says, "Zo Kesari bas Edom shi yosheves bein hacholos." This refers to Kesaria, who was the daughter of Edom, which is situated between the sands. Why yes, Yosei tekul Yisrael b'mei Yevanim, and this was a constant source of harassment. Explains here to Klal Yisrael during the days of the Greeks. Uchshegaver malchus beis Chashmonai v'nitzchem, when the kingdom of the Chashmonaim became victorious. Hayu Kornosoch Achidas Migdal Shir, they refer to the place as the captured tower of Shir. Okay, again, not quite sure why this is here. Okay, now going along the same lines more about Ekron. We mentioned Ekron was not mentioned before, right? Okay, I'm really not sure what the connection is here. So then Gemara says more about Ekron now. Amar Rabbi Yossi Bar Chanina, what does the pasuk mean when it says, this is a pasuk that's found in Zechariah now, Vasirosi Damav Mipiv, and I will remove the blood from his mouth, Vishikutav Mibein Shinav, and the disgusting things from between his teeth, Vinishar Gamhu Lelokenu, and he's going to remain for Hashem. So what does this pasuk refer to? Hasirosi Damav Mipiv, Ze Beis Bimaya Shelahen. This refers to the house of Bamaya. What's the house of Bamaya? Does Rashi say? Rashi Avodah Zarah Heim Le'edom. These are the heads, the ministers, the priests of Avodah Zarah. Vishikuta Mibein Shinav, I'm going to remove the disgusting things from between the teeth. It's Ze Beis Galia Shelahen. This was the house of Avodah Zarah. Vinisha Gamhu Lelokenu, he too will remain for Hashem. Elu Bate Knesses, Bate Majeshel Sheba Edom. This refers to the shuls and the base majeshes that exist in Edom. So this is a reference to Edom. He's going to wipe out all the bad things and keep all the positive things. And the pasuk continues and says, Vahaya Ka'aluf Kvihuda Ve'ekon Kivusi. And he'll be like the head of Yehuda. Aluf is referred to Alufe. We find that in the Pesukim, the Torah. Alufe, the head, the generals of Yehuda. Ve'ekon Kivusi, and Ekon will be like Yivusi. So what does that mean? Elu Taratios Vekarkasios Sheba Edom. This refers to the amphitheaters and the circuses that exist in Edom. Shall see them, sorry, Yehuda, Lelamid Behen Torah Rabbim. In the future, the great leaders of Yehuda will teach Torah in them. This seems to be a key of all the Sima Shasa that we have in the great theaters and stadiums that we have in here in America. This seems to be where Mekayim, this Nevuah. And then more about Ekron, the Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Leshem Zu Pamios. Leshem refers to, where is this pasuk now in Leshem? There's a pasuk that's found in
Yeshua.
Yeshua, okay. That's Pamias. Okay? That's the source of the Yarden. Rashi says that's where the Yarden River starts. The Yarden starts in a place called Pamias. Ekron Teokar, the Ekron's going to be uprooted. Zu Kesari Bas Edom Shi Yahisa Metropolin Shemlochim. Kesaria was a place that came from Edom. It was built by Edom. It was a massive metropolis of the kings to gather together. Ikedami b'dimrabe b'malche, which where the kings were raised. Ikedami d'mokme minemalche. Others say where it's where they were appointed the kings in this place. Okay, sorry, v'yushalayim im yomar lecha adam charvu shtem. If a person says to you the relationship between Kesari and Yushalayim, that they're both destroyed, or al tamin, don't believe such a person. Yashu Shtein, al tamin, if they're both settled, don't believe them either. Charva Kesari, Yashu Yushalayim. If one's destroyed, Kesari is destroyed, but Yushalayim is settled, or Charva Yushalayim, Yashu Kesari, Yushalayim is destroyed, but Kesari is not, then Te'amin, then you could believe them. One has to always be successful. Shenemar Imala Hecharava, so I will fill with her that which is wasted. Imleazu Charavazu, Imleazu Charavazu. If this one's complete, the other one's destroyed. If this one's complete, the other one's destroyed. And Rav Nachman brings another pasuk, Bar Yitzchak, Amar Mehacha, Ulom, Lom Yematz, and one kingdom shall be stronger than the other kingdom. There will always be a competition, a fight between the two. One will always be greater than the other one. So the Mefarshe, Sifrei Musa point out from these words that this is the reference to the struggle between the Yetzer Hara and the Yetzer Tov, that we can never have, you know, in our heart, both of them at the same time, the Taivas of this world and Taivas of the next world. So we always have that constant battle between the two. That's what the Gemara refers to on a more penemius level.
Right now, Yerushalayim is built and
Kesaria
is destroyed.
Yeah. Let's hope it continues.
Yeah.
So then the Gemara says, Amar Yitzchak, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Yuchan Rasha Ba'alamad Tzedek, let favor be shown to the wicked, yet he will not learn Tzidkus. So it doesn't make any sense. It's said in a question form. This is a pasuk that's found in Yeshaya. So again, we're showing favor to the Rasha, and he's not learning anything positive from this. So Amar Yitzchak Lefnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says Yitzchak Avinu, Yibono Shel Olam Yuchan Esav. That refers to show favor to Esav. That's referring to Esav. Amar Lo Rashu, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says he's a Rashu. Why would I show any favor to Esav? Amar Lo Ba'i Lama Tzedek. So he says, maybe, has he not learned any Tzidkus? Meaning, is there nothing positive about him that he deserves some Chayin? Amar Lo, Be'eretz Nechochos Ya'avel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, in the land of Tzidkus, of uprightness, he will deal wrongfully. You know, he's going to destroy Yerushalayim, so why in the world will I show him any favor? So Amar Lo Im Kein, Aval Yirak Yes Hashem. If that's the case, Yitzchak responds back to Hashem. If so, he will not behold the majesty of Hashem. He should not be granted any chen. Okay, another statement we have in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak, Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Ma'idich, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Titen Hashem Me'avayeh, Rosh Zimamo Al Tafek Yeromo Sela. What does that pasuk mean? Literally means Al Titen Hashem Me'avei. Hashem should not give the desires of the wicked, and do not remove his nose ring that they should be exalted. Okay, keep them in Avdus, it sounds like. So says the Gemara, Amr Yaakov, this time Yaakov has a conversation with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Fnei Kadosh Baruch Hu, Yibona Sha'olam, Al Titein Le'esav HaRasha Tavas Libo. Do not give Esav the desire of his own heart. Don't let him act upon what he wants. Zimamo Al Tafek, do not remove his nose ring. Zu, this refers to the Gramamiya Sha'edam, German passage refers to Germany. This is apparently the Gemara in Yuma. We saw the Gemara in Yuma talks about various countries that came out of Noach, and Yefes in particular. So the Gemara there says that refers to Germany. Because if you would let them go forth, they would destroy the entire world. And we know this to be true in the recent times, unfortunately. Yeah. Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. It's not referring to the World Cup, by the way. So Amar Rabbi Chama Bar Chanina. Plas Mea Ktiri. Taga, Ika Begramia Shel Edom. There are 300 crowned princes in Germany of Edom. Uchlos Mev Shisin Hamisha Marzavi Ika Rome. And 65 chiefs of Rome. Ubehoyoma Nafki Nhani Lapihani. And every day one group goes forth to encounter the other group. Umikle Chabinai, they'd kill each other. Umitardi Leokmi Lamaka, and they would then leave the trouble of appointing a new ruler in his stead. So they have a constant battle who would be the ruler. Not a great structure of a government. Okay, so that's what that refers to. Then Rabbi Yitzchak has another pasuk. This is another statement, really, a very famous one. Am Rabbi Yitzchak, im yomar adam, a person says, l'chadam, yagati v'lo matzasi, there's a song about this, al tamen, he says, I really worked hard, I put your geese, I put a melis in, but I couldn't figure out pshat, I didn't get it, al tamen, don't believe him, it means he didn't put enough a melis in. L'yagati v'matzasi, a person says, you know, I sat back, I didn't do any effort, and I just understood it. Al Tamin, don't believe him. He's being a Balgaiva. You can't learn, understand anything without Yigiyah. Yagati Matasi Tamin. If he says, I put an effort and I found, I got to the answer, then we do believe him. So Gemara says, Dhani Mili B'Divrei Torah. This is only true when it comes to Divrei Torah. About Masamata and Misiata Humin Shemaya. When it comes to business, being successful in business, that's all Siyata Dishmaya. Torah, it's up to us. We get to earn it, we have to learn it. That's why we say Tamar Chacham is able to be Mochel and Kvoda, because it's his Torah he learned. He earned it. It's his. He owns it. He has ownership of the Torah. When it comes to business is all Siyata Dishmaya. Kadosh Baruch Hu gives it to us. So, therefore, a person says, Kadosh Baruch Hu, give me money. It's my business. I can't do what I want with it. I got to do what Kadosh Baruch Hu wants. I got to give it to Tzedakah. I got to do this with it. That's all Siyata Dishmaya. But Torah, it's ours to own. But then the Gemara qualifies further. Uladivrei Torah, lo amrin el chadude. When it comes to Torah, it only refers to becoming sharp and understanding the alumnus and the pilpul. But in terms of girsa, in terms of memorizing things, that's all siyata d'shmaya. Right, so Rashi explains, what does it mean, lo'okme girsa? This is two lines down from Rashi. So tishkach mimenu, when a person wants the girsa, wants to memorize things, not to forget it, siyata d'shmaya, v'yesh yagav le'inu motzi. Many people try hard and do chazara and chazara and chazara, are just simply not successful. And a lot to do with how it comes with siyata d'shmaya in regards to memorizing. Now, it's not only siyata d'shmaya. Certain people have a photographic memory, and that's mamash siyata d'shmaya. But the Gemara tells us there are many ways how to memorize things. The Gemara in Erevin tells us you need mnemonics, you need simonim to memorize things. So try to think of ways, you know, trying to think of a good example, but nothing's coming to mind right now. But again, sometimes when there's machlokas amarayim, and who says what, I try to remember based on like the letter of their name matches with one of the things that they say, whether it's usser or mutter. Let's say, you know, Rav or Abai, so Abai starts with an aleph, he says usser. So that helps me memorize sometimes what it is. So you have to think of certain tricks to memorize things, but also...
When it says mutter, you have to remember which one you're trying to remember,
that
it was
usser. Exactly, right. Right. That is true. So, but you have to think of little tricks like that. But again, a lot of it has to do with Siyata D'Shemaya, though. And then the Gemara says another statement in the name of Rabbi Yitzchak. Amar Rabbi Yitzchak, Im Risa Rasha Shasha Misachek Islo, Atiskari Bof. You see a Rasha who's having a very good time, you're very successful, so then good fortune, so then you should not to really, don't contend with him. Don't start up with such a person. Shenemar, Atiskar Bimereim. Don't start with a wicked man. Sorry, I just have to say it. Reminds me of a situation going on now with a local school. Okay, v'lo od el shadrachim atzlichin, and not. Moreover, when his drachim is being successful, not only if he's enjoying good fortune. I'm not sure why this is an added factor, But if he's also being very successful, Shenemar Yachil Drachav B'chol Eis, his ways are always very successful. So the Yosel shouldn't contend with him. V'lo Od El Shazocha B'din. Not only that, he's also going to beat you out if he takes you. If he takes you to court, or you take him to court, he's going to be victorious. Shenemar Maro Mishvatecha Mi Negdo, that your judgments are far removed from him. V'lo Od El Shiroa B'sonav. And he's going to, he will witness the downfall of his enemies. Shenemar kol tzorav yafiach behem. All his enemies are going to, he's going to give blows to them. So when you see Russia is being very successful, really, really stay very far away. Eini, is this really true? V'hamar Reb Yochanan Mishum Reb Shimon ben Yochai. Mutter lisgaris b'risham b'ol mazeh. A person's allowed to contend with Risham in this world. Shenemar ozvei Torah yahalu Russia. Rishomei Torah yiskaru bam. Those who forsake, go against the Torah, the wicked, and praise the wicked, so those who and those who adhere to Torah contend with them. So people who keep the Torah are supposed to be going against the Risham. And Vitanya, and says further, Rabbi Dustai bar Masan Amar, Mutu Liskaris Risham Baolam Hazeh, it's permissible to contend with such Risham. Vim Lachshech Adam Lomar, if a person is going to whisper and say, what do you mean? It says, Al Tischa Bamreim, Al Tikarim Baose Avla. But doesn't the Pasuk tell us that a person should not contend with the wicked? A person should not start with the Risham. So Mishlibo Nokfa Omar Kane, person whose conscience smites him, but Ella, how do you interpret Al Tischar Bamareim? Lios Kamareim, a person, don't attempt to be like the wicked, don't be like him. Val Tikarna Bose Avla, Lios Kose Avla, a person should not be like the evildoers. Vomer Al Yikarna Libucha Bechatoim, and similarly, a person should not let your heart envy the sinners. So, we see from this last statement that no, it's completely mutter to contend with Risham. Initially, Yitzhak said, when a person in Russia is being successful, don't start up with him. And he's going to be very successful, he's going to beat you out in din, and he's going to see the downfall of all his enemies. But this price, he just says, no, no, it's completely mutter to contend with Risham. How do we deal with this? The Gemara says, lo kasher ha b'mili didei, ha b'mili dishmaya. So it depends what type of dealing we're talking about. If you're dealing with something that speaks about one's personal affairs, then you shouldn't start with him. But if you're talking about something that's merely the Shemaya, so then you're supposed to defend the Torah and the mitzvahs. So then the Gemara says, Ibai Seimel, alternatively, ha v'ha b'mili didei. No, it's both referring to affairs, personal matters. The lokashya, ha b'tzadik gamar, ha b'tzadik she'enu gamar. It depends on the person who's contending with the Russia. If it's a tzadik gamar, then he's completely protected. He could contend with such a Russia. If it's a tzadik she'enu gamar, he has certain flaws, so he should not contend with such a Russia when it comes to personal affairs. When it comes to matters of Torah, then everyone seems to agree that you could always start. Even a tzadik she'enu gamar can contend with a Russia. Damar Rav Huna, why do you look upon those who deal treacherously? And remain silent when the wicked swallow up one who's more of a tzaddik. Tzaddik mimenu bolea. It's a person can swallow one who's tzaddik. Tzaddik gamar ain't a bolea. So a person that's stam tzaddik, who's not a tzaddik gamar, but tzaddik she'no gamar, that a Russia could be bolea. But tzaddik gamar, such a person, a Russia cannot be bolea. So this is the same idea as we said before. There's a difference between a tzaddik gamar and a tzaddik she'enu gamar. V'ibay seima, another answer is, how to deal with the brice is whether you can start up with a Russia or not, is sham misacheches lo shiny. The moment a wicked person is having a good fortune, that particular moment you should start up. But when times aren't as fortunate for him, then a person can start up with a Russia. Continuing with the Gemara now, Amar Ulo, well, it says, Italia shel Yavon zeh krach gadol shel Rome. Italia of Yavon, referring to Italy, I imagine, was a great city of Rome. So I guess it can't be Italy, so it has to be a particular city. Right.
Right. Yavon is not Italia, right. Rome is a city from Italy, right. Not the other way around.
Right, so I guess Italia must have been a small neighborhood of Rome, maybe.
Yeah.
Okay, so whatever it is. So, Havia Tlas Mea Parsa, Tlas Mea Parsa, it measured 300 parsa by 300 parsa, pretty large area. Vieshba Shlosh Meos Shishim Chamesh Shvakim had 365 marketplaces. Kimini Mosa Chama, like the days of the year. This is a Gemara in Avodah Zarah refers to this also. When the Romans had the Tsar of Edom had discussion with Hakadosh Baruch Hu and Lasalavo, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought in Rome first, since they were like the head of all the nations. And then they said, what do you mean? We built all these shuks and marketplaces, all these things, so they could learn Torah, so Klal Yisrael could learn Torah. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu says, no, you built this only for your own sake, so you could have this, these marketplaces to have Zonos in them and have this in them and all the Kesef and the Zav. You did this all for yourself. You didn't do this for Klal Yisrael at all. That's an interesting thing. I forget who says this already. So what exactly the conversation? The Romans are lying to Kadosh Baruch Hu's face. You're telling Kadosh Baruch Hu you built this for Talmud Torah, but we know you didn't build it for Talmud Torah. So the explanation is, you're right, our kavanas were for ourselves, but from us, Klal Yisrael learned a lot from us. They learned from us how to be very ambitious and how to do zrisus and how to build businesses. They apply that to how to learn Torah. I remember my brother-in-law, you may have seen many, many years ago, and he gave a lot of hakar tov to my father-in-law. Why? Someone asked him, you know, maybe my father-in-law said this at the siyum. My father-in-law said, someone asked Ruvi how he was able to learn so much. So where do you get it from? He says, I always told my father he works so hard and works late and works late hours, so I like learning, so I applied that same kochos. I see what he did, he put time into what he loves, so I put my time into what I love also. So the Romans, in a very different way though, the Romans said that, listen, we built all these things and showed our ambition and zrizus and doing what we wanted to do, although it was wrong. Klal Yisrael learned from us these same midos to apply to the Talmud Torah. That's what the Gemara means before also, that all the theaters, the amphitheaters that were set up, were used ultimately for Talmud Torah. It was, again, built for something bad, for football stadiums like Giants, not bad necessarily, but at least in the times of the Romans, it was pretty bad. They had like these mamish fighting and killing, but in the end, they were able to use those structures for something positive. So anyways, the Gemara continues and says that in this big area called Italia, had 365 marketplaces, community Mosachama. The Katan Shebechulam Shemochi Ofos, the smallest among them was a place where they sold chicken, or birds at least. The Havi Shisha Asar Mil Al Shisha Asar Mil, that alone was 16 mil by 16 mil. Umelch Soid Becholyom Bechamehem, and the king would dine in one of them each day somewhere different. Vahadar Ba Afa Pishen Al Dole Ba, and everyone who lived in the city, even if he was not born there, Nota Prasmi Beis HaMelech, would take a stipend from the king. And Hanoliba Afa Pishen Darba, and someone who was born in the city but didn't live there, knows that Prasmi Beis HaMelech would also get a stipend every single day. Ushloshes Alafim Bay Bani Yeshbo. There were 3,000 bathhouses in the city. The Chamesh Meos Chalonos Malan Ashen Chutz Lachoma. 500 windows which had smoke going upwards from the city walls. Tidu Echad Yam, one side of the water, a city was water. Tidu Echad Harim, the other side was mountains, Ugvalos, mountains and the hills. Tidu Echad Mechitza Shabarzo, the other side was a barrier of iron. The Tidu Echad Chulsus Metzula was a pebble of ground and a swamp. This was this massive area called Italia, which was in this massive city of Rome, which, okay. So, I'm not sure what we're saying this for, but I guess we've been talking about certain cities in Europe and countries of Europe, so we wanted to mention this as well. Okay. Back to some Gemara Megillah. No more Gaza, for now, at least for the rest of today's daf. Gemara says, Mishnah says, Karuas and Megillah, Be'ada Harishon, Nisabra Hashniya, Avinisabra Hashana, Karinosa Be'ada Sheni. What happens is, remember, they didn't always know the calendar year. So came Adar Rishon, and they read the Megillah, they kept Purim, and then they found out afterwards, you know what, we have to push off the month of Adar, Pesach is going to be too early this year. What happens is, they're Ma'abit the Shana, a new month, now it's Adar Sheni, they have to read Purim, Megillah's Esther yet a second time. Says the Mishnah, this is the first of the many Ein Bains, the famous Ein Bains, Ein Bin Adar Rishon, Adar Sheni, Ela Kriyas Megillah Mitas Lav Yonim. There is no difference between the first Adar and the second Adar, except Purim and Mikra Megillah, Megillah and Matanos of Yonim. That only in Adar Sheni are you supposed to be reading Mikra Megillah, and we know Matanos of Yonim always goes coupled with Mikra Megillah, so those two take place in Adar Sheni, not in Adar Rishon. The question is, so what is the same? What do we do in both them? So the Gemara is going to explain that. So, Hol the Inyan, the Gemara is Bedai, call the Inyan, they say they're Parshios, Zev Zev Shavim, when it comes to the Dal Parshios, Para, Zachar, Chodesh, and Skalim, both of them are equal, that you're supposed to read the series of Parshios, both in Adar Rishon and Adar Sheni. So, Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Mani Masisin, Lo Tanakama, Lo Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yosef, Lo Rashbat. Can't be, yes, sure.
I think it seems that whether you read it on Adar Rishon or Adar Sheni, you're Yote.
Ah, okay, you have the option of either one, as a ha, yeah, right, you're right. Ah, that's what Rashi says, okay. As opposed to Purim, you read Megillah rather, and Matos of Yonim you did in the first one, you have to redo it in the second one.
Right, here, so, whether you do it on the first one or second one, you
okay, right. So ideally, let's say they knew in the beginning that Adar Sheni was going to happen, so Mestam, everyone agreed to do it in the second month, most probably. Question, they only found out after the fact, which is more likely in the times when they did it al-pi cheshbon, so then the question whether they have to repeat it or not. Parshas, you don't have to repeat. Megillah and Matan Sev Yom, you do have to repeat. So our Gemara is not in accordance with neither Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel. So who are these three tonight? The Tana, the Baisa tells us, Kokaru es ha Megillah ba'adarishon v'nis abrashana. So you read it already in the first month, and you had a adarsheni, kon olsa ba'adarsheni. You read it a second time. Shekol mitzvos hashenagos b'sheni noagos b'rishon chutz mikum megillah. Everything that's done in the first one has to be done in the second one, except for mikum megillah. Sound like mikum megillah has to be repeated, but matanos lev yom does not have to be repeated.
Here again, it says that it's the same as before. Lomar afal pishes manam lechatila hu bedar sheni im asa asaun be'adar rishon yatzav v'kach yedei chova.
Aha. So it sounds like the only thing you're not yotzei is mikum megillah.
Other than mitzvahs, whether you did it in the first or the second one, either one of them you're yotzei.
Okay. But when it tells us of yonim, it sounds like you don't have to repeat. The Gemara is going to explain all this, I think. Rabbi Yazar, Rabbi Yossi, Omerik, Ein Kono, Sob Adashani. You don't have to repeat even Megillah in the second month. Shekol mitzvahs, Shonagas, Bashani, Nohagas, Barishon. Everything can be done in the Rishon. And Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Omer, Bishim Rabbi Yossi, Af Koren Osob Adashani, you have to read it in the second month. Shekol Mitzvos HaShenagas B'Sheni Ein Nagas B'Rishon, sounds like you have to repeat everything, even the Parshios, even Matan Savyonim. Now, V'Shavin, everyone's in agreement, though, Behesped V'Tainis Shasun Tebezeh, that it's also to fast and eulogize on both Adarishon and Adashani. So Gemara says, for a second, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Hayinu Tanakama, aren't they both saying the same thing, that you have to repeat Mik Megillah in the second month? Amar of Papa say their parshas ikbenayo. That's the nafkamina. The Tanakama saver lechachila bisheni the avid rishon avid. The Tanakama thinks that lechachila you should read parshios in the second one. If you read in the first one, the yotze b'di'evid bar mi mik megillah except for megillah daf agav the kar rishon kar bisheni. You have to repeat it. So only mik megillah has to be read again, not parshios according to Tanakama. Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi saver few mik megillah lechachila rishon. Even the Chachila, you can read Mikra Megillah in the first one. Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Savar Afil, say the Barshios, Ikar Barishon, Karu B'Sheni. He says, even if you read Parshios in the first month, you have to repeat a second time in the second month. So Mani, who's the author of our Mishnah? Eat Tanakama. If you're going to say Tanakama wrote our Mishnah, Kasha Matanos. Matanos, because Tanakama says only Mikra Megillah has to be repeated, not Matanos Levyonim. Our Mishnah said even Matanos Levyonim has to be repeated. So Tanakama can't be our Mishnah. E Rabbi Yelaz of Rabbi Yossi, Kasha Nami Mikra Megillah. Rabbi Elazar Yossi says that even Mikra Megillah does not have to be repeated. Our Mishnah says Mikra Megillah does have to be repeated, in addition to Matanos Levyonim. Now, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Kasha, say the Parshios, because Rabbi Shimon Gamliel says say the Parshios has to be repeated, but our Mishnah seems to imply say the Parshios does not have to be repeated. So Gemara says, Leolam Tanakama, really Tanakama? The Tana Mikra Megillah, who didn't Matanos Levyonim? No, when Tanakama says you have to repeat Mikra Megillah, it also means Matanos Lev Yonim is meant to be lumped together because the Hab Hatali, because as we know already, two times we already saw this, that they're linked together with each other. That the Einayim Shalaniyim are Rois, that they always look forward to Mikra Megillah to receive their Matanos Lev Yonim. That's the first answer. Ibai Seima, really the Olam Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, could be really Rabbi Shimon Gamliel wrote their Mishnah. Who Masnisin Chasum Mechzer, in the Mishnah is missing something. V'halchi Katani, the Mishnah means to say as follows. Ein bin Arbasar La Shabada Rishon the other. There's no difference between the first month and the second month. Ella, Mikra Megillah, Umatanos. These are the only two differences. Hal in Hespe Vitainis, Zevis Shavin. But when it comes to eulogizing and fasting, they're equal. Vila say the Parshas Lamari, and for whatever reason, the Mishnah was not dealing with Seder Parshas that was not on the radar. So you can't make any diukum about that. So it's still you still could say Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is the author of our Mishnah.
But you still have to say Haba Hataya also. Also still have to resolve the
Matanos. Well, once the Gemara says it's a Chasum Mechzerei, so we're saying that's actually that was supposed to be written in the actual Mishnah, Matanos Levyonim.
Matanos Levyonim was written, wasn't
Matanos
Levyonim the first Mishnah?
It
wasn't mentioned there.
Oh, so I guess him, it's supposed to be mentioned in his statement. So it's not a Habahal Tali, rather, it's actually supposed to be explicitly mentioned there.
I thought that Chasum Mechzer was on our Mishnah.
I guess it's... No, it must be, guys, must be going on the... okay, you're right. Okay, I'm asking. So we're changing the Mishnah, but Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, who never actually says Matanos Lev Yonim, you still have to go with that assumption that Haba Hatalia, which is, I guess, not a difficult assumption. That seems to be the primary understanding here in the Masechta. Okay, good point. So then Amar Rabbi Chiya bar Abin, Amar Rabbi Yochanan Hilchsa Kerben Shimon ben Gamliel, we passing like him. Shamar Mishum Rabbi Yossi, who says in the name of Rabbi Yossi, that, again, that when it comes to Mikra Megillah and Seir Parshas, we do everything in Ad Hasheni. Now, again, this is not going to be so nogei anymore, because this whole discussion is really b'dieved. But the Chachila, everyone's in agreement, everything should take place in Ad Hasheni, which is, of course, what we do. So, says the Gemara now, Amar Yochanan, Vishnei Mikra Echad Darshu. Both of them are really learning based on the same pasuk. It says, Bechal Shana, Bishana. So Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yossi, Yisav, Rabbi Chalshan V'shana, Mash, Chalshan V'shana, Adar Samech L'Shvat, Afkan Adar Samech L'Shvat. So Rabbi Eliezer says everything should be done in the first month. Adar Rishon is the Iker. This is a big source of Adar Rishon versus Adar Sheni. Now we normally pass in Adar Sheni is the Iker month. Rabbi Eliezer thought it was the first month. Why? Because just like every single year, Purim was next to Shvat, here too also, we want the Purim next to Shvat, the first Adar. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, Yisav, Rabbi Chalshan V'shana, also he says it depends on every single year. Makal Shana Vashana Adar Hasamach Lenisan, Af Kan Adar Samach Lenisan, referring to the Adar, the second Adar which is always next to Nisan. Maris Bishma, Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Yossi, Mistavar Taima, we understand his opinion, Dain Mavin al Mitzos, because once a Mitzvah presents itself the first time, the first Adar, we're not going to skip, oh, let's push off Purim another month, because that's a concept of Ain Mavin al Mitzos. So look at Rashi for a second. Rashi writes Ain Mavirin on the bottom, Mishabali De Bi Liade, Mishabali Liadi, Akdim Lasas. You should really do the first opportunity to do the mitzvah. The Hachitani, the Baisa tells us in Mechilta, Ushmartim es ha-matzos, es ha-mitzvos, in basa mitzvah liyadeh, liyadcha al tachmitzen. If a mitzvah comes here, and you shouldn't delay it. So it's interesting to note that Rashi seems to combine these two different ideas. It's very possible to say, in Mavirin is a different concept than in bal liyadeh al tachmitzenu. There's an interesting Minchas Asher, right, the whole difference between in Mavirin, all these different divisions of Machim Lemitzos. So we have many concepts that sound very similar, but there seem to be some differences. Rashi groups these two together, at least. Okay, Tosfos here also, we don't have time to do this, but there's a well-known Tosfos in the bottom here. So Gemara says, we understand the opinion why you think Adar Rishon should be the first one, because in Mavirin Lemitzos. Ela Rabban Shimon Ben Gamliel, my time, why would he think that you should push off the keeping of the mitzvahs, Ad Hasheni. So Amar Rabbi Tavi, Taima de Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Misamech Gula Lagula Adif, to put two gulas next to each other. Which gulas? It has Rashi, Gula Lagula, Purim the Pesach. We want to juxtapose the Gula Purim to the Gula of Pesach. There's a very strong correlation between the two of them. It's not just Stam Gulas. There's a very strong correlation. There's supposed to be a continuity, continuous path from Adar, of Purim, 30 days, Shloshim Yom, Kod Mechag, leading up to Pesach. So that's why he felt that was more important.
So that's basically how we hold.
Exactly. Now, I think some bring a raya that even though with the concept of Eimavirin al mitzvos, sometimes a person could push it off when it becomes a mitzvah min a mufchar. So, for example, there's a Gemara in Moikatan that has a havmina to think that we should push off the Shlomo HaMelech had finished the building of the Beis Hamikdash on Zion Tishrei, and he kept 7 days of celebrating Chanukah Sabayis, and then we had 7 days of Sukkot. So, Gemara says we learn from there Eimavirin al mitzvos. Or he says, no, maybe you can't learn that from there. Gemara says, really, maybe that's when he finished the building, on the 7th of Tishrei. But in a chanam, if he ended up on the Sukkot, you could have had two simchas together of Chanukah Sabayis and Sukkot. So Gemara has a habminus, maybe you really should push off the Chanukah Sabayis up until Sukkot. Why would you want to push it off? What gives you the right to push it off? Isn't Eim Avin al Mitzvos? You finished the building of the Beis HaMikdash on Zion Tishrei. How could you have a habminus to push it off? This is what the Chacham Tzvi asks. So Chacham Tzvi says, we have an idea that when it comes to a mitzvah, it's going to be better performed to perform Chanukah Sabayis in the area of Sukkot, which is a big Mekudesh Hazman, that could override the concept of Eim Avin al Mitzvos. I'm not sure if he brings this as a raya.
You said before that, why wouldn't he do it on the 7th?
The Gemara says he did it on the 7th. The Gemara says maybe you should push it off to do it in Sukkot.
So it should be more...
Chacham Tzvi says, how are you allowed to push it off? The Binyan was finished on Zion Tishrei.
Right.
Eim Avin al Mitzvos. How could you push off the celebration of the Beis HaMikdash?
It could have been maybe to have a minna.
Because since it's a much better Zman, he writes, it's a Mekudesh Zman of Sukkot. And right. It's going to be Mekadesh, even the Chanukah Sabayis would make a great Simcha, you could push off for that reason. So this Gemara seems to be a rai for that also, that you could push off Eim Avirin when it's another concept of Misamech Gula Gula, could be a good reason for that. Let's see.
It's interesting because they didn't fast at Yom Kippur.
Yeah, exactly, they did not fast at Yom Kippur. Let's just do this one more line. Rabbi Elazar Amar Taima de Rabbi Shimon Ben Gamliel, he gives another reason for why he kept Ad Hasheni. Mehacha, Dichsud Lekaimis Ha'igeris Ha'purim Hazos Hashenis. Why is the Lashon Hashenis? Rashi says, Becholish Hasheni, referring to the second month, Ad Hasheni. That's his reasoning. So I guess we'll stop here. But tomorrow, the Gemara wants to know why you need two different psukim, but that goes into the next half a few lines. So we'll stop here.